USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has confirmed the first of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence. She becomes the first woman to hold that position, that was created following the attacks on September 11th. Haines was approved by an 84-10 vote. New White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her first press briefing Wednesday evening, taking questions from reporters. She said President Biden will put his words about unity into action.
He said today in his speech, the biggest platform most presidents have through the course of their presidency, that he will govern for all Americans. And, you know, that, of course, has to be backed up by actions, as you conveyed. But he's going to venture to do that in every policy he pursues, every engagement he has, because he feels if we can come together, we'll be a stronger country.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Following the inauguration ceremony, former Vice President Mike Pence headed home to Indiana. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former Vice President reflecting upon leaving office.
Having spent time with Americans in virtually every state in the Union, I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Amazon has sent a letter to the White House offering to help with vaccine distribution. Amazon CEO Dave Clark said the company is prepared to leverage their operations, technology, and expertise to help achieve President Biden's goal of administering 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of his term. There has been so far no response from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
President Biden signed a number of executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those signed Wednesday was a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders to rejoin the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
Some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis, and we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far, and advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points, we're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running, rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that, and I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital, and there's no time to start like today.
The president's plan to rejoin the Paris Accord has drawn calls for a Senate review of the treaty. Four Republican senators submitted a resolution saying the president should not be allowed to enter into an international treaty without Senate approval. And after a 17-year career in the NFL, Philip Rivers is hanging up his cleats. The prolific quarterback announced his retirement Wednesday after 16 years with the Chargers and spending the past season with the Colts. Rivers ranks fifth all-time with 63,440 passing yards and fifth all-time with 421 touchdown passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.